Welcome to the Prophecy Club. Our topic today is dollar death, birth of the yuan, specifically birth of the petro yuan, and specifically death of the petrodollar. Now, what does that mean? It means that all of us is about to lose a lot of our wealth. We're also going to talk about Israel and war. Now, what am I talking about? Let me just take just a second. Let me talk to you as if I was talking to one of my good friends. In other words, let's say you and I are alone in my house and we're just talking. And let's say you're a friend of mine, a prophecy student, and you turn to me and you say, Stan, what do you see? So this is, I'm not making any notes. You can see the notes that I'm talking off of. I'm just talking from the heart. Okay, I can't prove it, but I believe that Leslie's prophecies, many of them, are about to come to pass this year. Now, if it doesn't happen this year, don't call me a prophet or a false prophet, because God has not told me. I cannot say that he's definitely said that they're going to come to pass this year. I feel in here it's going to happen, but I can't say thus saith the Lord. I think that our prophecies probably are about to come to pass. Okay, I'm just telling you. I'm just talking to you. You're like a friend, okay, here. I'm not making any big predictions. I also think that the prophecies we're about to see is probably going to be Omer ushers in Palestinian state, however you spelled that. She only heard it. I think that it may not necessarily come to pass during the 49 days of the counting of the Omer, as I'm about to explain again. It may come to pass shortly after. I also think that the death of the petrodollar that happened as of yesterday, I'm making this recording Monday morning at 11:27 a.m., when Saudi Arabia stopped requiring the dollar for their crude oil, as Shane Warren was told, it's going to cause the dollar to start to fall. Now, how fast it falls, I don't know. But probably, again, I'm giving you my opinion, probably as early as the next couple of weeks, and on the outside, the next 2 or 3 months, we're going to see, and the prophecies say, the devaluation comes immediately, overnight. There's no warning. All of a sudden, the dollar is devalued by 30%. Now, I don't know how that works. It may be that, say, you had $1,000 in your account, boom, now all of a sudden you have $700 the next morning. Those kind of deals. I don't know. But the petro yuan rising means that God is raising up China, just like Dmitry was told. Remember, God will raise up China, Japan, and many of the nations. They'll go against the Russians and defeat the Russians. I also think that shortly after we split Israel, just like God said, 12 different times, 12 different people, he'll split America. Shortly after that, according to Shane Warren, there'll be a wealth transfer to the church. And God is going to cause the church to rise up with healing in her wings. And the people, as Shane Warren and others have been told, they'll have to return to the church for food, for shelter, for protection, because the government won't be able to help them. The government's about to be broke. That's the reason you see, give us our entitlements. In other words, food stamps, things like that, going to be stopped. The end miracles start. So my guess, if you're asking me what my guess is we'll see Israel split, earthquake, wealth transfer to the church, miracles all before the end of 2024. That's saying something, because there's only 6 months left in this year. In other words, I think the next 6 months are going to be prophecy fulfillments like we've never seen. In my 30 years of being full-time in the prophecy ministry, I've never seen the prophecies fulfilled like we're about to see. I also think that the Dems and the Christians are at war. There is a spiritual war in America right now like we've never seen. I think the Dems have said in their heart, there is no way under the sun that Trump is getting in. Absolutely, positively, we will shed blood before we will let Trump in. But I think this trial in New York has angered Christians. It's awakened a sleeping giant. Christians tend to be sleepy. They tend to be, yeah, let's just go have a good time, you know, slap each other on the back and go get lunch, okay? But this has awakened a sleeping giant of Christians in America like, again, we've never seen. And I think Christians are saying, we're going to put Trump in or there will be blood. Now, what does that mean? I think that before the end of the year, there's going to be blood in America. It's going to be the Dems against the Christians. It's going to be the Satanists against the Christians, the communists against the capitalists, however you want to measure it up, the left against the right. And there's going to be an internal revolution. Stan, are you prophesying there's going to be an internal revolution for the end of 2024? No, I can't prophesy that. God has not told me that. You ask me my opinion, I'm giving you my opinion. I'm not saying thus saith the Lord. I'm just talking, okay? Can a person not just have a conversation with it always having to be, thus saith the Lord? Well, you know, you said, no, I'm not saying, okay? We're friends. I'm just giving you my opinion. I think that there's a high probability before the end of the year, we're going to see American blood shed over the election. I think that there's a high probability we will see the internal revolution this year. I don't know of anything else that could bring it to pass. And I've talked about this. Okay, so we could see it. Let's say that the Judge Mershon actually sentences Trump to be in some kind of behind bars, something someplace, okay? Some kind of behind bars. Is that going to be the straw that'll break the camel's back to where people in high places and the right places say it's not going to happen? And all of a sudden, as three other people have been shown, one of them is Henry Groover. One of them was Terry Bennett. Tanks rolling down the street, and basically an internal revolution. I mean, the people of the nation in a military bullet-wheeling, blood-shedding event take over America. I'd say there's a very good possibility. And Dmitry was told that August 3rd of 1984. Well, August 3rd of 2024 is 40 years later, like it rained 40 days and 40 nights. 40 is the number of judgment. So for several reasons, I'm watching for the internal revolution to start this year. Did I say it's going to? No, I don't know. God has not. Matter of fact, God has not told me any of this is going to come to pass this year. But assuming you ask me my opinion, that's my opinion. Now let's go on. If you look at these, Omer ushers in Palestinian state, and she did not see the word written, O-M-E-R. And we are just guessing. That is the counting of the Omer. But there's a high probability, however you want to cut it up, that America is going to split Israel this year. Then that will bring the next one, catastrophe hits America, which is probably an earthquake. And then that makes sense that America's greatest times of need, great earthquake hit us, and Israel, our good friend, our best friend, our strongest ally, turns her back on us. Why? Because we just forced her to split her land. She's not happy. Now, I think the next three, there will be a pause to it. That's, again, you're asking me my opinion, I'm giving you my opinion. Then we'll see Israel give the Palestinians a state. It'll only be a temporary measure because oil will be discovered. That's where we're talking about Israel is attacked. I think the next one will be oil will be discovered.